WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Yes, I'm wearing my Costas gear. I'm gearing up to get my white Costas shirt. I'm wearing my black and gold, which makes me look a little bit too much like a Mitch Trubisky fan at this point. We're going to be doing it all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, and my cup runneth over. I actually have some a little drink in here today. Thank you very much, Royal Farms, our friends there. We're going to be at Costas on Friday doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We've taken it back out on the road. Had such a great time at El Guapo last week. If you have not checked out, it was one of the best afternoons I've had in recent times. Rob Roblin came out. It was unbelievable. Jane Miller did two segments. Johnny O sat in and grilled Jane Miller. And then I talked to Alan McCallum about the baseball lockout ending, which John Martin, I want to tell you right now, the Crab Cake Tour has done many things. It's fattened me up a little bit. I've already had one crab cake from Costas earlier this week. I'm going to have another one on Friday. We're doing the crab toast on Friday is what we're doing. But nice. You know, getting back out and touching people and being a part of all this, we solved the baseball labor dispute in the middle of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at El Guapo. Alan McCallum walked in. He was all masked up because of what he does for a living. And he sat down, and the lockout was happening. And by the time he got to do the show, the lockout was over. I said, man, it's a good thing I didn't have you earlier in the show. We would have had a horrible segment. But we've created miracles. And I know you guys are involved in baseball, right? There's a whole like baseball game, right?
Absolutely. And just the power of the Maryland Lottery and its sponsorship with Baltimore Positive. Look at that. We were able to turn an industry around.
Oh, that's why I got my orange cup. We're bringing him back out onto the field. John Martin is here. He joins us every week. We try to have some fun around here and keep it a little bit lighthearted as we pay out lots of money. And we have the Betty Boop scratch offs. I still have Betty Boop scratch offs at Costas. By the way, you guys have the best swag because all this stuff. But this is like this is a Maryland flag lanyard.
Yes,
I'm giving these away. So I'm plugging away.
Good for you. Hey, one little thing going back. Mitch Trubisky, is from?
Ohio?
Cleveland.
Oh. Did you get a hold of Baker Mayfield's little late night? You're going to dance with Deshaun Watson. I mean, this is a football week. There's chaos going on. The Ravens are giving safety $70 million every minute. But Tom Brady's going to play again. Who would have bet on that?
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of people did, I'm sure, one way or the other.
And now, as long as you didn't have the $500,000 football,
no,
that would have been a bad play.
How about that?
It would have been a bad play.
Yeah.
So what's going on, man? You guys have
lots of stuff.
I want to start with the baseball thing because
let's do that.
You are involved in doing baseball, and Sarasota is going to happen like this. Opening day's around the corner. We're going to forget that there was a labor dispute. There's all these signings going on. But you guys you play a game with the Orioles, right?
Every year for the last, I can't even go back that far, but it's been several years. We have a great promotion working with our baseball fans. It's called Home Run Riches. It is a fast play instant win ticket. And it is the opportunity for people who have non-winning tickets to enter them into our second chance drawing. And we select a lucky winner for each of the 162 games the O's play. And you automatically win $500 for being selected the contestant of the game. And for every home run hit by an Orioles player in that game, you win an additional cash prize of $500. So if they're on a hot streak, and they knock out two or three dingers that day, you've got a nice little payday here. And unfortunately, the schedule is still a little up in the air for us. We don't know how some of these makeup games are going to be impacted, when they're going to hit on the calendar. So as soon as we can firm up the schedule, we will kick off our second chance contest, probably not till the end of March. And then once a month, we'll pick lucky winners for the next series of games. So stay tuned for more information. Check us out at mdlottery.com as we finalize our Home Run Riches bases loaded second chance promotion for the O season this year.
Tell a story that I want? It's an Uncle Nestor story, and it wouldn't involve you because you didn't grow up here, but people in the audience will remember this. Anybody's my age or older. I'm not sure if it was lottery sponsored. It might have been like Crown Gasoline, or it was a sponsor. And I'm sure it was like the hole in one. I had a bunch of, you buy insurance I talked about this always in the soccer business, where if the soccer ball, you win the car, you win. I had somebody on the show today, this week, said they made a half court shot and all they got was like their books paid for in college. But nonetheless, back in the late 70s or early 80s, and man, if I could talk to Brooks about this, man, somebody will remember the whole story. But the story was, there was a lucky inning. And it was a TV promotional, Channel 2. This is before Home Team Sports, whatever. And if in that inning, a player, every batter that batted, John would have a batter, then Nestor, then Lucy. Every batter, this batter would be batting for the person. And it was if they had a home run, they got a lot of money, 10 grand. It was a lot of money at that time, 25 grand, 100 grand, whatever it was, if they hit a home run. But if they hit a home run with the bases loaded, you know, they would, Chuck Thompson would always read that, you know, they win $1 million. And we're like, oh, you know, what are the odds of that? Gary Renicky, I think in 80, 81, 82, hit the magic home run and won somebody in the Baltimore Highlands won $1 million. You know what I mean? Like, and it was a long time ago, but I remember that. So when you start talking about baseball and promotions and getaway, I'm thinking, I remember one from 40 years ago. I haven't thought about that. And I've been on the radio 31 years. I don't think I've ever told that story, but I'm pretty sure it was Renicky. I'm sure he would remember it. Was it Renicky, sure. Lowenstein or DeSensi, somebody, but there's my old man baseball story. And somebody will give me the whole story. I'll get an email on that. Or I'll be sitting at the bar at Costa. Somebody say, hey, I heard you talking to the lottery guy. That was Renicky. That did that. My aunt was the one that won the thing. So John Martin is here giving his money away, having fun, baseball season. We still have a lot of scratch also. The Betty Boops are a hit. I mean, the blue ones, the pink ones. I stop by the tables, tell everybody what I'm doing. Everybody is so happy to get a lottery ticket when I'm out at these promotions. People love scratch off. They love to play.
People love scratch offs, and not only for the cash prizes available to them, but they love these second chance drawings. And that's one of the things that we continue to work with all of our games, both on the scratch and the draw side. And we have a great a player loyalty program called My Lottery Rewards. Again, you can check it out at mdlottery.com for more information. And regardless of the game, whether it's a scratch off or Keno or whatever. And speaking of Keno, you know, now with that madness in the air, that we have here for the next few weeks. It's a great opportunity for us to revive one of our, again, annual promotions. It's called our Keno Sprinkler. And we sprinkle amongst the tickets, doublers and triplers, which means if you happen to have a lucky Keno winning ticket during specified times during the month of March here and early April, if you have a lucky ticket and it has doubler or tripler on a random basis, these tickets are printed out with doubler or tripler. You get two times or three times your winning amount. So players really enjoy that. They go to their favorite watering hole and they may
I mean, I'll tell you about Costas. I'm going to be there Friday, right? So March Madness is going to be, I didn't even really do this on purpose. Like I just was putting the schedule together. I didn't really realize it was March Madness. I realized it wasn't St. Patrick's Day because we weren't going to, show. You know, we're not taking up space on St. Patrick's Day anywhere, right? But I figured, you know, we're trying to do these shows on Fridays, although we're doing next Wednesday at Fadley's because in the morning it's just better for what we're doing with Don's schedule and my schedule next week. But we're trying to do them on Friday afternoons, and I'm like, oh, wow, March Madness, it's going to be going on. There's going to be basketball. So all of a sudden, everybody wants to come. Marianne Scully from Howard Bank coming over. Billy Cole's coming by. Todd Schuller's coming by. Mike Rosenfeld's coming. I have like a Rob Santoni. When I told him, I'm at Costas, Wise, come on over. So give me the Keno thing, so I'll teach people a little bit. There's always people playing Keno at Costas when I'm there. My wife and I had dinner Monday night, and we had a beautiful family battling cancer who was at the bar and knew about my wife, and it's just like one of those Dundalk moments and telling stories and stuff. But people were playing Keno on the other side. I watched it, and I haven't played recently, I'd say. I used to play at the barn back all the time when you first rolled it out. Give me the basis of this. So people be doing this in the middle of basketball, right? That's sort of what you want them to do, right?
Absolutely. It's really a great, fun social game. And I know, you know, where I'm able to play, because I can't play in the state of Maryland, but as I travel and I'm able to play, it's great. You're out an evening with family or friends. You've got, you know, a few couples, you've got 8-10 people, you know, everybody chips in a buck. And you pick your numbers and you casually watch the games as you're having fun. So the premise is there are 80 numbers, 1 to 80. You may pick from 1 to 10 numbers of your very own. that are drawn, and every 4 minutes approximately, 20 numbers are drawn randomly. And if your numbers match any of those 20 numbers in various quantities, if you picked five of them and you matched four of them, four out of five, you win a cash prize. If you obviously you want to get as many, you want to go 5 for 5, you want to go 10 for 10. But there are prizes available if you don't hit that ultimate, if you don't bat 1,000 in each round. It's fun. It's entertaining. Sometimes you play, 10 games in a row and you put the ticket to the side and you have your conversation, you eat your meal and you check it at the end to see if you've, if the Maryland lottery has picked up your bar tab or your dinner that night, or if you've got to pay for it yourself.
Well, I remember how happy the guy was when he hit on the Ravens ticket back in December. Yeah. We had a $50 winner, kind of picked up his meal. He's like, man, you bought me lunch. And I'm like, no, exactly. John did. I and Roz did. You know, my friends at the lottery did. Yeah. Betty Boop is buying lunch now. John Martin is here. He's the director of Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We talk about a lot about gaming and this week and what's going on here. It's really unprecedented, right? Like, you and I have been talking about the last couple of weeks. It's literally here where – it's my 31st year on radio. The first 25 years I was on the radio, Marilyn and Gary Williams and March Madness, I always, before Facebook, always had dude friends doing the weekend of March Madness, getting out to Vegas on Wednesday night or taking the early flight, getting out there at lunchtime, and just for 4 days camping out and eating, drinking, and playing and having a great time. That's like readily available. My wife and I can go watch some games after we leave Costas. We can head down to the Horseshoe on the way through. By the way, little go back to downtown. You ready for this one? I'm going to the Hippodrome Saturday night to see Dear Evan Hansen. So we're going back downtown. Jane Miller begged me last week to stop every conversation I hear about people bad-mouthing Baltimore and saying they're not going downtown. Stop them and tell them they need to get back downtown. So there's a plug for the Horseshoe. But you, my wife and I can go to the Horseshoe, right, this weekend and absolutely sit and watch basketball in that environment. And that's something that, I mean, there are a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and years and cheers and Annapolis and a lot of things have gone into this weekend. I would think that for those who've ever done it or want to do it, this is a beautiful weekend to go out and have a little fun with the hoops.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, just to remind everyone who may not be a hardcore listener and viewer of our shows here, we have 5 of the 6 casinos that are brick and mortar locations. You can, in fact, walk in. They'd love for you to sit and enjoy the food and beverage and watch the games and make your legal sports wagers there on the action for the basketball tournament. This week, we are also have another meeting with our friends at the SWARC to hopefully award yet another license to Bingo World in Anne Arundel County. So they'll be now in our queue. We'll have hopefully 4 locations that are still moving along and probably will be up and running in sometime in the spring. I'm thinking in the May timeframe, we may have a couple of these open their doors to get more locations out in the marketplace.
Let me know when Bingo World's open, because I want to go down. I've never been to Bingo World. I've been invited many times. And I'm going to have a little fun with the Bingo World people and ask them, can I make my sports wagers with the red stampers? Because if I can, if they let me do that, old school, man, you got to come back with some green and red and blue ink on your fingers when you stamp, right?
Wow.
I didn't even think about that. I'm from Dundalk. Don't act like I'm uptown and I've never played bingo. Come on.
Wow. That's something I hadn't even thought about. Good for you. We'll have
old
to work
school,
that in.
So. Old school. Yep. John Martin here. He's old school and Ohio, and we usually fight about football. But, we're going to make nice here with the Monopoly thing, because Monopoly's been going on. You haven't given me any random questions about community chest or whether I was the dog or whether I was the thimble in a couple of weeks. And I hadn't thought about Monopoly because you didn't give me Monopoly. You gave me Betty Boop, because that's what I requested. So I'm happy to have the Betty Boop tickets. But I know Monopoly's still going strong, right?
Monopoly is going very strong. Matter of fact, let me just, again, get everyone reoriented that. We have 4 scratch-off Monopoly tickets and a family of games, as we call that, plus 2 of our fast play instant win game. So we have 6 price points up and down from $1 to $20 for Monopoly games. All of these are eligible for our second chance. And what's unique about the Monopoly second chance, and this is the first time we've done this, is that we have a rolling cash jackpot each and every month. Last month, our inaugural rolling cash jackpot for Second Chance now was over $65,000. And you can go to mdlottery.com and hear the lovely story, watch the lovely story about the young lady who won that. So this month, and we'll be wrapping up Monday, March 21st will be the last day to enter for this current rolling cash, which today, as we're speaking and recording this, is over $50,000. So by the time we actually
some of these things are getting steep. I remember when somebody hit it, you came on, you were a little like, oh, there's only $3,000 in there right now, but it'll grow. And then, you know, 5-6 weeks later, here we are, right?
Exactly. So every month. So again, go to mdlottery.com and check out our promotions. But the Monopoly ticket is going very well in the marketplace. Not only do we have winner stories to tell there, but the Second Chance can be a nice consolation prize. If you can call $65,000 consolation.
Well, I tell you, when I give the Betty Boops away, I always like make one quick announcement. I'm like, look, if any of y'all win, at least come up here and show me the $10 or $50 or $2 or whatever you won. We'll take a little picture. We'll have some fun. Last week, I don't know. Nobody came up. That doesn't mean they didn't win or they didn't know about Second Chance. I would say this. For all the blathering you and I have done about Swark and this and Gambit, like, I would say the thing that everybody will remember if they ever listen to these is there's a whole Second Chance thing. Because the Second Chance is that's sort of a hook for me that maybe didn't exist for a long, long time as a lottery player. And I don't know that everybody knows about all of the Second Chances and all of the progressive pots that exist, that everybody absolutely that just buys a ticket. My wife has been buying Powerballs all that for years, right? But she doesn't think so. Sometimes she doesn't check her tickets. Honestly, she's that person.
Yeah, it is a relatively recent phenomenon. I would say the last 5 years, it has really taken hold, and that the depth and the breadth of these Second Chance contests, you're right, are significant. And a lot of old school players, to use that term again, aren't familiar with that.
No, it is new. Not just me being out of touch with it, right? Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? We always love to redirect to some of our other partners and sponsors here. And our friends at Royal Farms had yet another great story that you can read on mdlottery.com. And it was a lady in Gaithersburg who went into her Royal Farms for chicken. Can't fault her.
I was going to say, if she was in Royal Farms, I promise you that the chicken was good.
Yep. And as she tells the story, and I have to trust our players, the first time she bought a lottery ticket, or the first time she scratched one off, maybe there's a difference there. But anyway, $50,000 winner.
So I always think when that happens, if that ever happened to me, I don't know that I believe it. I mean, we talk about the vax thing last week. People don't even know they're entered. They just got the vaccine because it's the right thing to do if you want to stay alive and keep our culture going. But that you know, I go down to Dundalk. It hurts a little. I went to Costas. I made it funny about eating the soup and it might be some penicillin in there. You fix me up or whatever. But my phone could ring, right? I'm involved in that. Every person who's been vaccinated, your phone could ring and they'd say, you win. I would think if I'd never bought a lottery ticket and I'd have to scratch my head and say, like Willy Wonka, like this can't be real, right?
You know, that is the first reaction a lot, and it's a legitimate reaction. Absolutely. And you mentioned the Vax Cash. We had we have weekly drawings now. We will until the end of April. The first week in May, we will draw for a $1 million Vax Cash winner. But these are $50,000 a week drawings. And most recently this week, an individual from Severn. So, you know, we make the drawings. They're anonymous to us. We then work with the Maryland Department of Health, who goes back and identifies the winner that they have now been selected. And then we go through our normal process to award them the cash prize. So that's been going very, very well.
John Martin here. He's the director of lottery, the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, I should say. If you're getting out this weekend, always a reminder for people to play responsibly, right? I mean, we do have fun with this. We Vegas and this and that casino. We're going to bet on basketball this weekend. Everybody's got I always say 64. Does anybody watch these play-in games? Oh, I should be nice. The play-in games are in Ohio. I don't want to offend anybody down in Dayton. But
I tell you, the people at Wright State are going to bristle when they hear this.
I know, but everybody's playing, and I know it's important for you guys that to. And I read the ads, and we talk about it, and I think we've talked at length. But it's appeared to me in the last couple of weeks, I've had more gambling conversations with people on air, off air, friends who gamble, football, the fact that you can do it now here on the sports wagering side, and it's readily available. I have a friend that loves the NBA, and he's, you know, Steph scoring 25 tonight and parlaying things, and players are aware, you know, they're tweeting out, sorry I cost you that parlay, I only had 9 assists last night, and stuff like that. I would say for this responsibly is the key to all of this. We don't want anybody wrecking their lives here.
Absolutely. And I think the industry has really rallied around this, and you'll continue to see that. So during the televised action to, this over the next several weeks, you will see the not so subtle, and it shouldn't be subtle, but very forthright, have a plan. Have a plan, bet responsibly, know the odds of the game that you're playing, and have some fun with it.
And there's a second chance if you got a ticket.
Yeah, right. And then there are second chances available. Absolutely.
Hey, John, I hope you have a great week. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you come out for a crab cake. I'm putting a whole bunch of things together in April, some new places, mixing in some stuff. And then May, we're going to really be out and about. It's nice getting good weather, right? You don't feel like you're like you grew up in Ohio or you grew up in Dundalk. You feel like, this is what it's like in Florida all year. It's nice, you know?
There are many stories, and now is not the time or place, that I can remember going to the very, very old and ancient Cleveland Municipal Stadium well into the month of April and having games snowed out.
Mistake on the lake.
Yeah. So
your poor Joe Charbonneau running out there, snowflakes all over the place, nobody there, big Marlboro sign out in center field. I remember it all, man. Yep, John, yep. I appreciate you, man. Good luck with the, hey, by the way, baseball's his first time. Good luck to the Guardians. I have to say that, right?
Thank you. I've yet to get my Guardian swag. I'll have to do that. Maybe I'll have it on a future show. Who knows?
I know what you look like with a red and blue with a little C on the top and all that. Hey, man, hey, we'll have some fun. Maybe we'll do an Indians Orioles game. That'd be fun this year, right?
That would be very cool.
All right, yeah. And you bring the Cleveland mustard. I don't like mustard, but what else do people in Cleveland eat? Is there anything else that Cleveland's famous for with ballpark mustard?
Oh, at the ballpark, you know, you can get pierogies.
My wife would like that. She's Polish.
Oh, yeah. We'll put some aside for Jen.
All right, pierogies, good. I'm in. John right. Martin, director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, he now owes me pierogies. All of our crab cake tour stops brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. And come on out this week. I got Betty Boop. I have these beautiful land. I have all sorts of stuff to give you. But more than that, get a scratch off from Betty Boop. More than that, you get basketball. You can play some Keno. It's good. We'll be at Costas on Friday. We'll be at Fadley's on Wednesday. Just got a confirmation. Dan Roderick's going to join us at Fadley's next Wednesday. He's going to talk about my fly fishing, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock. We went fly fishing last summer on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're hoping to do that again. And it's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We are letting ourselves play. I am Nestor. We are WNSD AM 1570. John got me hungry for fried chicken at Royal Farms talking like that. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive, and Western fries.